The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do? Yes. Yes.
What?
Yes. They want so much to get to. We have week six in the NFL. We have a new WNBA champion. We have a walk-off in the playoffs in baseball. But we start with the game we all circled in week six. Two AFC powers going head-to-head. The Ravens and the Chargers. This was going to be a close one that went down to the wire, wasn't it? Oh, wait. It wasn't. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens cruising to this easy victory.
All I know is this. When this season started, people were describing who they felt were elite quarterbacks in the NFL and leaving out Lamar.
Not anymore.
I remember us saying, didn't Lamar just win MVP 2 years ago? They lose a couple of run backs. They have a few injuries on their team. Doesn't even matter.
No.
And the beauty about the Ravens has always been an identity. I told you, Jacoby, they want to play physical defense.
Run the ball.
And run the ball. And when they snapped their run streak of 100 games, Lamar just threw for 300 and then threw for 400 because they needed him to. But yesterday, run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Be physical. Rinse and repeat.
And listen to the names they have carrying the ball. Freeman. Murray. Wait for it. Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell was running the ball. Seems like anyone can get 8 yards behind this line the way they've been blocking, and Lamar can throw the ball from the pocket. He hasn't had the crazy runs like he had the last couple years because he's been so good from the pocket, and this wasn't even close, and the defense showed up too.
And again, when I say identity, you know my guy is Marlon Humphrey.
Yep.
You know that is my guy. He balled yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And there were also people questioning if they would take Justin Herbert over Lamar Jackson. Were people doing that?
We had that conversation last week.
Were people having that conversation?
You really thought I was going to say Herbert, didn't you? No chance. I'm taking Lamar 100 times out of 100. And you know my team, the Bills, they play tonight. And after watching this game, they both lost week one. You have to ask the question. Are the Bills or the Ravens the best team in the AFC right now?
Well, the Ravens, the way they slowed down Eckler, that never happens.
Mm-hmm.
They slowed him down in a run game, and they slowed him down in a pass game. But the Bills' defense has been the most consistent this season. So I'll have to say today, Buffalo gets it in the AFC.
Look forward to watching them tonight, but we got a lot more to get to in week six before we watch that game, and that is the Green Bay Packers.
Ooh.
Playing division rival, the Bears. And let's just listen to how Aaron Rodgers feels about this rivalry.
I looked up in the stands, and in the front row, all I saw was a woman giving me the double bird. I'm not sure exactly what came out of my mouth next.
He said, all my life I've owned you. All my life. And he and Aaron Jones owned the Bears yesterday.
As he acknowledged, he's owned the Bears his entire time there because the Bears haven't had a great quarterback. Their best quarterback in that time has been Jay Cutler. So, yes, he has owned them and the Lions if you want to add them, too. Because we had Matthew Stafford, who's doing really well with the Rams, but he's no Aaron Rodgers. And they also have Aaron Jones, who's been great. He caught a touchdown yesterday.
Yep,
Lazard caught a little shuffle for a touchdown yesterday. They were hitting on all cylinders, and it's always impressive when you score against that Bears D, who going into the game led the NFL in sacks. Their defense going into the game led the NFL in sacks. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers, he's a showman. You seen him do the discount double check. He knew those cameras were on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
By the way, I like how he made himself the victim. Like, oh, you
I saw a lady giving me the double bird. So then I decided to yell at the camera about owning an entire franchise.
And not only wasn't a lady, like, she had to be a senior citizen.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
you gotta add more layers.
He's the victim.
To it, right?
He's the victim. That's what inspired him. I thought that part was hilarious. And the thing is he's an entertainer. He likes attention. He likes the drama. He knows there's a camera right there. You can't get that shot without a cameraman being right in your face, and he knows that that camera also has a microphone.
But you know the one thing I love about football that doesn't exist anymore in basketball is physical intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
I like when Aaron Rodgers scores and the dudes still push him down.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not a penalty. I like when CeeDee Lamb walks in to score and a dude push him down and it's not a penalty. They need to bring that back to the NBA.
We spent the entire offseason talking about Aaron Rodgers and whether or not he would get traded and this and that. Well, guess what? Guess what we have? A little sound after the game about maybe an indication of his future with the Packers.
I enjoy this rivalry so much, and I've been so thankful to be a part of it. Still feel like I can move around a little bit. Pete's in there, but he inspired me with my running. I don't think this is my last one, but I have enjoyed every single one of them.
I have enjoyed having been a part of it, but maybe it's not my last one. Is there a chance with a successful season that Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback for the Packers next year?
There's a chance that Aaron Rodgers is back, just like there's a chance that Kyrie Irving is going to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't close the window. Neither did Kyrie. And by the way, one thing about moving, as you get older, it's a little tougher. I don't have to tell you this. When you're trying to move or you're trying to change your phone, that's why I still had this old washed phone. It's because I don't want to take the time to actually move or make change. It's going to be a little more difficult for Aaron to leave some place that he's established himself. He's on a great team. He has a great coach. He has a great legacy to go try to play somewhere else. Stay tuned.
We will see how they perform, because if they get to the Super Bowl, I think he stays. Moving on, we have what I consider the best team in the NFC getting a huge win with a wild finish. Just follow me on this journey, because it was a journey. Diggs, again. And you think that, it's got to be over now, right? I mean, there's no way that Mac Jones is going to. The first play, 75 yards to Bourne. And who was that on?
Diggs.
He went right after him after the pick six.
Well, the thing is, you get 7 interceptions in a row and you just got a pick six and you see the ball coming towards you again, your eyes have to be like, I'm about to get another one.
Yep, double move.
Oh, no.
Double moved him.
Exactly. They
set him up good. And then we have CeeDee Lamb winning the game in overtime after a field goal tied it. Big win for the Cowboys. I consider them the class of the NFC.
How about more yards were given up yesterday by Bill Belichick defense? The most ever. The most ever yards. And by the way, we didn't show it. I think it was like a 3rd and 25 that Dak got on a big
Dak
drive, too.
Dak looks great.
And Dak threw the ball 51 times.
Wow.
51 pass attempts. You know why? They got weapons.
Mm-hmm.
There's Schultz. There's Wilson. There's Cooper. There's CeeDee Lamb. Did CeeDee catch 1-2 TDs?
Mm-hmm.
He out there balling.
In overtime. Got the
game. He out there balling.
Yeah.
And so I understand why you're enthusiastic about the Cowboys. You got a elite defender in Diggs and making a name for himself. But what about the Cardinals?
Well, let's turn this from ESPN into the Cardinals.
Can we go to the Cowboy Parade?
News.
Can we go to the Cowboy Parade?
Oh, yeah. There's a parade today.
You know what?
Oh, yeah, we have a breaking photo. We have a live photo.
Breaking news from Jalen and Jacoby. The Dallas Cowboys are currently holding their Super Bowl championship parade.
Mm-hmm. And now we move from ESPN to the Cardinals News Network. We picked the Cardinals last year as our team, and it didn't really pay off last year. However, when I say that the Cowboys are the class of the NFC, everyone in Arizona is like, what about our team? We are undefeated, and I thought this would be a game. Browns, Cardinals, two good teams on the come up. Jalen, this was not even close.
And the Cardinals ain't always 6-0. They started at St. Louis. I think Neil Lomax was their quarterback the last time they were 6-0. And that season, they ended 10-6.
Ooh.
And so the thing I like the most is Kyler Murray can do it in all facets. Mm-hmm. He had 4 touchdowns yesterday. And did you see D-Hop put the D to sleep?
Yep.
Spin off of him, squirt up in the end zone, score a touchdown like it's no big deal.
He was right? Wide open on the touchdown.
AJ Green, like, the weapons that they have, Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, shout to Cliff Kingsbury, who I'm going to hit up to come on the show. He told me he wanted to come on the show.
Great.
And the thing I want to talk to him about is that air raid offense that they hired him to institute and then draft Kyler Murray to play in. It don't look like Jacksonville and Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, we see where this is going. And I know the Jaguars won yesterday, but all of those dominoes fell perfect for them. But for the Browns, is their bandwagon empty? Like, going into this season, they were paid professionals. Like, oh, they got more talent than anybody.
Super Bowl.
They don't go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I need receipts. Where they at? Where they at? I feel like Pac at the press conference. Where they at? You know what I'm saying? Because it was great to see Odell catch 5 balls.
Mm, finally.
But I believe they might even end up trading. Well, I believe this. They had a couple of injuries yesterday. Chubb didn't play. Hunt hurt and came.
Yep.
Hunt left the game. Hurt my heart. Fantasy as yep. well. Oh, my God. Hurt my heart.
Good.
Right? And so I believe the injuries yesterday may cost the Browns already the lofty goals that so many set for them.
And when you look at expectations, the Browns had high expectations. The Cardinals are certainly exceeding expectations. They're 6-0. And look at their next 5 games.
Let's do that.
I don't see any losses, Jalen. Like, look at that. Like, who are they going to lose to? Maybe the 49ers? Maybe the Seahawks if Wilson will be back by then?
I'm looking at that Packers game. That might be an L right there, the Packer game.
Think so?
Yeah, that might be one. But obviously, we're rooting for those guys. But here's a question I want to ask you about these two teams. Both of these teams feature players that went number 1 in the NFL mm-hmm. draft.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Lincoln Riley, by the way. He got 3 quarterbacks right now, Jalen Hurts, and all in the league. Do you invest in Baker Mayfield long term?
No. And what they're going to do is they're going to point back to the injuries that you mentioned and say that's the reason that our season wasn't successful. But Baker Mayfield is sometimes 400 yards, high accuracy, 4 touchdowns. Sometimes turns the ball over. And this team is their running game. And with those injured running backs, they will not be able to have a stout running game. I'm not investing in Baker Mayfield. Jalen, you've invested way too much of your time and energy in the Detroit Lions. Way too much of your time and energy in the Detroit Lions. They barely scored. Like, they barely scored a point. Look at Ja'Marr Chase pushing around your DBs. We'll discuss after this. Coming to you live from the Seaport and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, after the game the Lions lost last week, Dan Campbell was crying. This time, he's pointing a finger at your guy, Jared Montana. Let's listen to the head coach of your Detroit Lions.
I feel like he needs to step up more than he has. And I think he needs to help us, you know, just like everybody else. And I think he's gonna need to put a little bit of weight on his shoulders here, and it's time to step up, make some throws, and do some things.
Jalen, Lions once again got waxed. It says they scored 11 points, but those were garbage time. They had 0 up for like the majority of the game. All right, bud?
So I must separate my Lions commentary from my Detroit loyalty.
Okay.
Because what ends up happening with this franchise is Detroiters are so loyal that we're blinded by the fact that this team is terrible.
Terrible.
And I remember when we were looking for a head coach, and there were a couple of pundits that was like, maybe they should go after Eric Bieniemy.
Salah.
And I told you, the Lions ownership basically pays the coach by the hour. They're not going after Eric Bieniemy. How many times have we had the worst record after 6 weeks in the NFL? How many times have we started 0-6? Oh, wait, there it is.
Hard to get worse.
Put that back up there.
Hard to get worse than
0-6. Put that back up there.
Why do you do this to yourself?
Put that back up there.
Why do you do this to yourself, Jalen?
That is incredibly poor.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
They're terrible.
I'm speechless.
They are a terrible football team. And I'm never, ever going to predict them to win a football game.
What happened to biting knees?
Do that again.
Hey, Dan Campbell, what happened to biting knees? Where's Dan Campbell?
He get knocked down.
So now you're going to blame my guy, Jared Montana, now? Is that what we're doing?
You're supposed to be biting kneecaps.
All right, what about you,
guys,
dog?
Keep getting knocked down. You're not eating any kneecaps.
We're gonna
get slow roasted kneecaps.
We're going to bite a kneecap off.
Meow.
We're going to move on to a game that featured a team that's actually good at football, and that is the Los Angeles Rams. They went right over here, crossed the river to MetLife, and put on an absolute show. Cup, Woods, your former quarterback, Matt Stafford, just putting up numbers in an absolute beatdown of the Giants.
And shout to Joe Burrow and Chase. Chase had a huge crack block for one of his teammates to score a touchdown. You know who we play this weekend?
Yeah, I do.
The Rams.
I know.
And you know they have Matthew Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
And he was our quarterback for at least a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you, he was a franchise guy. Now he gets Sean McVay to dial him up. Gets Cooper Kupp and Woods. And by the way, let me just say this. There isn't a more underrated wide receiver duo in the NFL than Cooper Kupp and Woods.
Good point.
And it just ain't my opinion. I'm watching. He also has on the other side Aaron Donald.
Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey. And an owner with a blank checkbook in the Cronkies. Okay? He's now set up to win. And he's performing as such. Now let's talk about your guy Daniel Dimes to the other team.
Daniel Pennies.
Three to the other team and one fumble loss, I believe. The Giants have not found their quarterback in New York. I remember after 3 weeks, y'all was celebrating. Throwing a parade.
I kept riding for this guy. I'm off of him. Okay. They need to lose more games to get a new quarterback in the draft. Okay. That's really what needs to happen. Or get Aaron Rodgers. Moving on. Ben Simmons. The saga continues. Jalen Rose. The latest is that he is practicing with the team. We don't know if he's going to play in the season opener. Jalen, you played 13 years in the NBA. What is the vibe? Like, how does this work when he's with the team, interacting with his teammates, and playing with them?
I think one of the more overrated things for people who don't play sports in particular is the dynamics of a relationship with your teammates.
Hmm.
You don't have to personally like your teammate. Y'all don't have to even get along, but y'all can still have great chemistry on the court. See Shaq and Kobe. They were so very dominant, and they didn't see eye to eye that they only won 3 championships in a row. Clearly, I'm not putting these guys in that category. But Joel Embiid, right? One of the top 3 MVP candidates last year. Ben Simmons, one of the top 10 players in the Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have Tobias Harris. Also, so for Philadelphia, this is where you need Daryl Morey to actually make a deal for Ben Simmons. This is why you brought him there.
Yeah.
This is where you need Doc Rivers to use Ben Simmons at his apex, which he didn't do in the playoffs last year, and then went to the podium and basically said that they can't win with Ben playing the point. That's what he said. And then did a media tour to try to clean it up so Ben would come back to the team so they could actually trade him. So how are the teammates acting? They know it's business, and they got expectations. And Ben know the only way I'm going to get moved is the ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way he gonna get moved. So he's motivated. They motivated. They gonna come out of the game. They gonna come out of the gate looking like a unit.
I think he does play in the opener, and I think that they run some plays for him, and I think he puts up some numbers. I think they're going to feature him in order to get rid of him. It's going to be very interesting to watch what unfolds there. And Jalen, there's been some drama unfolding in the Major League Baseball playoffs. Series between the Braves and the Dodgers in Atlanta came down to another walk-off. This time it was Eddie Rosario with the single up the middle, scoring from second base, giving them a 2-0 series lead. Jalen, is this one over for the Dodgers?
These are two cities where I've had homes for at least 20 years. And this week, I've been in both places. I was in Atlanta when they did their initial walk-off, right? And the euphoria that their baseball fans have had and now get a chance to re-energize is awesome. The enthusiasm behind Dodgers baseball and the celebrities that we see at the game have been outstanding. It's important for the Dodgers to get this next game, though.
They need it.
They better get this next game.
This one's not over, but if they go down 0-3,
they better get this next game. And you know what happens. It's going to be a big game for Mookie. Watch.
Jalen, we have a WNBA champion. We also have two very different Sunday night television experiences last night. We'll tell you what those were right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. The NBA is back on ESPN Wednesday night at 7:30. It is the Celtics in the Garden against the Knicks. And don't forget, Countdown starts at 7, featuring Jalen Rose. And then in the nightcap, we have the Joker, the MVP, and the Nuggets taking on the Western Conference champion, Phoenix Suns. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, we have a new WNBA champion. And who brought the trophy back to her hometown?
I'm really happy for Candace Parker. And when we start talking about class individuals, terrific performers on the floor, and been dominant on each level, start putting some respect on Candace Parker's name. And let's remember who they beat. Brittany Griner.
Mm-hmm.
Diana Taurasi.
The GOAT.
And Skylar Diggins.
Mm-hmm.
Her first year playing for the Sky after Derek Fisher did her really dirty with the Sparks. Did her really dirty. Went home, reinvented herself, reinvented her game, flirted with a triple-double in the closeout. I'm really happy to see her in the Sky get it done. And shout to my guy Chance the Rapper. There to represent on the front row.
Jalen, you and I spent all day watching football together, taking notes, preparing for the show. That was all day. Well, you and I had very different Sunday night experiences. What were you watching?
See, you embody the culture and you are an ally, but you get to check out. I don't get to check out. I gotta live this 24/7, 365, and I love to see Big Daddy Kane, KRS-One, multiple guests they brought out on the stage, the intellect, the consciousness, the bars. It was a historic evening.
I was watching Succession. Succession returned. It's one of my favorite shows. I didn't make this one. I didn't go to this one. I was watching Succession. We'll be watching Monday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills and the Titans. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Bills Mafia.
At 4 o'clock. We always say give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Couple things, Jalen.
What up, though?
Something I really wanted to talk to you about.
What's that?
So the Lions got waxed by the Bengals. We talked about that already.
Why are you bringing up all this stuff?
Because Jackson Carmen is a lineman for the Bengals, and he tweeted, "What's Detroit known for food-wise?" Must have got some recommendations. Must have had some Sweetwater wings, Coney Island. And then he threw up on the field the next day. So, Mr. Rose, two questions. Number one, what food delicacies is Detroit known for? And number two, do you think that led to him throwing up in the field?
Possibly. Possibly. Because one of the things Detroit is known for is eating Coney Island.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably something you don't want to do when you have a physical football game coming up.
One thing people need to understand is Coney Island is a leisure area of Brooklyn where there's an amusement park and a baseball stadium. But what is Coney Island in Detroit?
Coney Island in Detroit is a food restaurant. In particular, if you're downtown, the signature one is Lafayette Coney. And so if you're going to go get a Lafayette Coney, probably get a chili dog or some chili fries. If that's what he had the day before the game, probably ends up throwing up. There are other places to eat, as you mentioned. Go to Fishbones, can go to Sweetwater, go to London Chop House. You can go to Central Kitchen. That's one of my spots. You can go to Perk downtown. Like, place to go. Terrific restaurants in downtown Detroit. If you've ever been in downtown Detroit, you've seen me.
I've walked around downtown Detroit many times.
And you actually saw me walking in downtown Detroit. Mm-hmm. When I was standing behind you calling you on the phone, and you looked down at the phone, sent me the voicemail, put the phone back in your pocket.
I want to talk to you right there. I didn't want to talk to you right then. I don't always want to talk to you. I talk to you like 11 hours out of the day. Sometimes, sometimes not in the mood.
I wish I would have recorded that. That would be classic footage.
Well,
the Lions, man. Let me have 30 seconds to Lions therapy.
No, we did this already.
You're right.
The Lions get too much airtime on this program.
They don't.
Sometimes I'm like, why are we even talking about the Lions? Do you guys want to lead the show with the Lions? No.
Well, here's why we talk about the Lions. Because in national media, I'll tell you the rundown of most of the shows because sometimes the creativity ain't there. Sometimes the talent ain't able to talk about multiple things. And sometimes you do in this industry what they call playing the hits. And usually that means a Dallas Cowboys topic, a Lakers topic, a LeBron topic, a Tom Brady topic, and an Aaron Rodgers topic. Those are like the 85% core of what most of those shows, not Jalen and Jacoby, talk about. And so when you say why we talk so much about the Lions, other than that 85%, the other 15 is going to be dedicated to the Cardinals when they're finally 6-0. Or when they get Kyler Murray and D-Hop. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about them. They got those guys. They 6-0. Now we're talking about them. Otherwise, we would not be talking about them. Well, or if you historically bad, we also talk about you.
But you're so
and that's what the Lions have been.
Bad. It's not even historic anymore because 0-17 is on the table. It's on the table. The first ever 0-17 team in the history of the National Football League is on the table. And I got some great news for you. Great news for you. Jags got to win. Jags got a win out in London. Big news for Detroit. Do you know what that means? Number one pick is on the table.
But who's drafting him?
What is Reggie doing? Reggie, what just happened?
Who's drafting him?
What just happened? What just happened, Reg? What is this music? It sounds like a theme song from like the
80s. Is that the draft music?
Like, what is it? Wait, Reg, what happened here? What are you doing? Reg is sabotaging the show sometimes.
Is that draft music?
Sometimes he sabotages the show because you came after him last week, remember? You came after him last week, and it's never been the same since. I'm the one who comes after Reg, not you. You're the good cop.
I listen, though. Hopefully the lesson from that is Jalen's actually doing 45 minutes of content, and remember the one time Reg wasn't listening, even though I can't physically see him. And he even said after the show, literally somebody was talking to him when I felt like he should have had a rim shot or dropped something. Same page.
Sounds like an excuse to me.
Or a reason.
People talk to me all the time in the middle of the show. But I still get my job done. Same. All right, Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
Sunday night game. You're watching Versus. I was watching Succession. I didn't have my eye on this one. No Russell Wilson. But Jalen, before the game, Russell Wilson on the field doing mental reps. Soft move or boss move?
Boss move. I do that a lot in my life.
You do?
Definitely. And I'm not just talking about sports. Just think about this. It's almost like when you were young, like you have that imagination, like you sit on the porch and be like, vehicles go by, you like, that's my car. Ride through different neighborhoods, like, that's my house. That's the same exercise. As you start to get older, I want to be Dr. J. I want to be Magic Johnson. I want to be George Gervin. Laying in the bed, just shooting a basketball in the air. Doing mental reps like Tommy Shepard on Above the Rim. Mm-hmm. I be doing that now.
That's exactly what he was doing. He was doing it Above the Rim, Tommy Shepard.
Yeah, I mean, I do that now. Act like I'm dribbling between my legs or something. Yeah, that's like you got to imagine it first. You got to see it. And then the other thing is, this is the first time he missed a game. So you got to keep your routine intact. You want to keep your body clock functioning the way it's been functioning. So like When I talk about successful people mastering the morning, that's exactly what I mean. That starts the night before. And for Russell, a guy that played in so many consecutive games, he wanted to keep his mind, his body clock active to that period of the day. Totally makes sense. No different from Dak Prescott doing his hip check throw that people shot a video and was laughing about or showing or whatever. It's the exact same thing.
Well, I hope he gets back. But Geno Smith did look pretty good. Geno Smith looks pretty good. He really did. Shout out to him. But TJ Watt got a strip sack in overtime. Steelers got the win. Jalen, I have a theory. Urban Meyer won the locker room back with the Pine House video. He won the locker room back with the Pine House video. Everyone's talking about how he's going to get fired and this and that. And then the Pine House video comes out. All of a sudden, he's one of the guys. They go to London and get a big win. They had a kicker who wasn't kicking. Brought him out to London. Had two 50-plus yard field goals.
I bet he flew back with the team this time.
Irby? No, they probably flew straight to the Pine House.
Nah.
I might have done some research on the Pine House. I went online.
Jacoby loves the Pine House.
I looked it up. I looked at the menu. I looked at the food. I clicked on images just to look at all the different food selections. We're hitting the Pine House.
Let's do it.
When Michigan plays Ohio State,
let's do it.
Pine House.
How about this? If you want, we could go during basketball season.
Okay. I want to go to the Pine House. I want to go to the scene of the crime.
Yeah, we can go during basketball season.
Yeah, let's hit up the Pine House. All right, Mr. Rose. There are some other football contests I want to talk to you about, but I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
My Buffalo Bills fans are getting together in Brooklyn to watch the contest this evening.
I'll be there.
Will you be there?
Yeah. Just let me know who, what, when, and where.
I'll put you at like 40% chance you'll be there.
I don't know why you feel like it's so low. Where else you think I'm going to watch it?
Hotel room.
I'd rather be with you, the guys, having beverages.
It'll be great.
Yeah. Having beverages alone is sometimes just sad.
You don't come to Brooklyn that much, you know?
Let's get you out. Love Brooklyn.
Let's get you out to
Brooklyn. Love Brooklyn.
Let's get you out to Brooklyn. I'm going to get you out to Brooklyn on Thursday night. You playing basketball?
Yep. Playing basketball.
Playing basketball Thursday night.
Yep.
What if Sancho's there?
You better let Sancho know I'm going to be there. Because I'm going to guard them the whole time.
Chiefs Washington football team. Chiefs won. We expected it. But it's always a little bit closer than it should be with the Chiefs. Like, nothing's coming easy this year. And Patrick Mahomes did one of those Patrick Mahomes things where he's getting tackled and he just threw the ball up. And normally, like, Kelsey grabs it for a touchdown. It didn't happen this time.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yes.
You know how much I love Eric Bieniemy. And hopefully he gets an NFL job. This isn't earth-shattering, but I just feel like I need to say it because it's important. The Chiefs definitely not winning the AFC this year.
No! Ravens?
Definitely
Bills.
Not winning the AFC
Ravens
this year.
Ravens and Bills, I got
if that was
them.
Your bet that you was cashing on, you better place another one.
Well, you know, I'm not betting on the Chiefs anymore. I made that mistake last February.
In the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl. Dressed up like a clown.
You did dress up like a clown, and Godwin came on the show and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't great.
Like I said, it's not break. And my guy, the Honey Badger, you know how much I love him and that position. Says he got a broken thumb yesterday after the game.
Oh, no.
And their defense already is terrible.
Oh, no. Their pass defense in particular. Oh, no. Raiders beat the Broncos. Brand new coach after all the Gruden drama.
The thing I saw in that game was uncharacteristic. Bridgewater turnovers.
Yeah.
Three interceptions and a lost fumble. Like, normally he takes care of the ball. And also, ball placement, Teddy. Not Pendergrass either. You had Fan at the back of the end zone. You hit him. I win fantasy.
That looked like a touchdown.
You hit him. I win fantasy.
Tough for your fantasy. Just to watch Hunt go down like that, it's just like, well, there goes all Jalen's money.
I lost Carson to injury, and I lost Hunt to injury. And you know my record? 4-1. I'm 4-1. Now I'm getting these injuries.
So we got to take people behind the curtain. We were watching the early games together. And the early games, it wasn't, the witching hour wasn't that great this week.
It wasn't.
It was like basically like the Panthers and the Vikings were the only close game. And I was like, I don't even care about this game.
And like, he's calling the witching hour like 3:15 to like 4:15.
Yeah, 3:30 to 4:30 is generally the witching hours. We had all the games going turn. And I said to Jalen, I said, let's get an Uber. Let's go to New Jersey to legally wager on the National Football League. We got an Uber. What happened, Jay?
What's one of those things, like when you're hanging out with your family, it's like, I was here on a Sunday, so I definitely wanted to go to Jersey with you because I never got a chance to go. But looking at the witching hour and me weighing how long it was going to take us to get there, the games would have already started. Of course, Jacoby educated me that you can clearly bet during the game. You can bet on the night game. You can bet on the Monday night game. You can bet on WNBA. You can bet on whatever you want. But for me, timing-wise, if I was going to go bet, I would have liked to be there at least. If not, I want to be there before the 1 o'clock games. That's optimum. But if I can't be there before the 1, definitely before the 4. So since I knew that we wasn't going to be there before 4, we put our minds together and decided to take Jacoby's recommendation to try to go to Jersey versus my recommendation to go anywhere else because I didn't want to be sitting in the car for an hour
anywhere.
Or so.
It's just like, I don't care. Anywhere. We get in the car, try to get in the Holland Tunnel, and it wasn't traffic. Like, traffic is one thing. This was just straight gridlock. Like, we weren't going anywhere. There's a dude on a bench looking at his phone, and I looked at him look at his phone for like 15 minutes. He didn't go nowhere. So we had to call an audible. We called an audible, but man, didn't get to lose money on football.
Shout to our Uber driver.
Young.
Because he had the plastic up in the car, and I couldn't plug in my phone in the middle when you're sitting in the back with the bucket seats. So we put it all away in the back and plugged it in a cigarette lighter. And we got out of the Uber and I forgot my phone.
So I called the Uber. So now I all of a sudden got to go into my Uber account. Like, if it was you calling the Uber, I would have nothing to do with it. You know what I mean?
Correct.
But now because I called the Uber, now I'm in charge of retrieving your phone. We get to the spot, nice outdoor spot, all the TVs, got beverages, ordered some wings. But Jalen doesn't even sit down. He's standing up back and forth. Like Tyson Fury before a fight.
I need my phone.
Just walking back and forth.
Yeah, I need my phone.
Watching me work the phone. So I call Young, no pickup. I call Young again, no pickup. I call Young again, no pickup. I send a message through the system, nothing. I call the premium, because I take a lot of Ubers. I call the premium customer service. Finally, that wait on hold. Whole time, Jalen just staring at me, acting like he's being calm. Listening into my conversation, ear hustling everything I say and do, you know what I mean? But being cool about it, not stressing me out about it. But he's listening. He's locked in on this. He doesn't know what's going on in the football games.
No.
He's just watching me in the phone. And also, Jalen's phone is from like 2004. Like, that's what people need to know. Jalen got like the iPhone 1. Seriously, he got the first iPhone to hit the market. I swear to God. Every time I hang out, my man Ozzy, he saw your phone. He's like, what are you doing, dog? Like, what are you doing?
Every time I give my phone to somebody to take a picture or do something, they're like, this is your phone?
Yeah. Ozzy goes, you need people to send you pictures. You take pictures with that?
Shout out to Ozzy.
So I'm working the phone, and finally I get Young on the line. Young's on the way. The lady on the customer service goes, it always helps to know that the drivers are incentivized in order to return the lost item. And I said, oh, don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be incentivized.
Oh, he's going to be incentivized.
He's going to be incentivized.
I'll tell you, I gave him $100.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that. Young's going to be very happy
out.
That he came down to drop off this phone. But while Jalen's waiting, number one, this will give you a little insight into Hangman Mr. Rose. He says to Ozzy, you got that big tote bag, but you don't have a phone charger. If you had a phone charger, I wouldn't have lost my phone. And then he has the audacity to turn to me. This happened in real life. Turns to me and was like, well, you were sitting all the way in the back where my phone was, and you didn't take it out of the car. And I looked at Jalen and I go, I didn't touch the phone. Like, I didn't even touch it. I don't even know where you put it. I plugged in the cord and handed you the cord, intentionally never touched the phone. Never touched the phone, but still, it's my fault, blaming everybody but yourself. You're responsible for your phone, dog. That's not Ozzy's fault for not having a charger. It's not my fault for not taking it out of the car.
But it's a team game. You know what I mean? You look up at the scoreboard, it's like you eating wings, enjoying your afternoon. Mm-hmm. Ozzy eating his nachos, enjoying his afternoon. Y'all both got these large computer iPhones, and I'm just standing there pacing, trying to wait for my iPhone 1 to get back.
Y'all understand, Jalen did not sit down until he got his phone back. Standing there, looking at me on hold. I'm on hold. Like, I don't know what to do, dog. There's no button I can push. I'm on hold. All right? Shout out to Young. Got the phone back.
Yes, indeed.
Shout out to Young. We always need to hear from you. We have voicemails. Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. You call 985-80-JALEN. Hopefully you've got a better phone than Jalen does. Pick up your actual phone that was made after 2010 and call 985-80-JALEN. Maybe your phone even has more than one camera lens on it. You know what I mean?
Maybe that's the giveaway.
Maybe that. Yeah.
Gracie showed me that.
He got the one.
Like my, I slept on how people knew.
Jalen got some.
My daughter
big
Gracie.
Old hands. He got some big old hands and a small little tiny phone.
My daughter Gracie gave me some game though. I'm like, how they clowning my phone? She's like, they can see how many cameras you got.
Yeah, you got one camera though. Leave us a voicemail on your phone that was built after 2010, and we'll put it on the show just like this.
What up, Doe? Shout out, Reg. Shout out, everybody. Shout out, Big Crown. Shout out to your wife, Jacoby, who's not going to listen to this. Shout out, Molly Karam. Love the family. I have a special question for Jacoby, the senior analyst on Piggott Basketball. The pandemic's been hard. You know, I'm a little out of shape, and I don't really see a lot of runs going on in San Francisco. So I want to know how to get back into pickup basketball. I don't want to be the guy who's not playing defense and taking up threes and really bad. But I need to get in shape. I need to get back to a place where I can contribute. So Jacoby, what is your advice for getting back into pickup basketball? Where do I start? Where do I go? And how do I find a game? Keep getting them checks. Love the pod. Thank you.
I got you. We went through this with me and my rec league team. We went through this. Here's what happened. I rented out a gym in Brooklyn, made everybody pay me $20 to come play. Still lost money, but whatever. The first week when we all got together to play, it was like taking a bunch of people from Peru that had just seen basketball on TV and asking them to play basketball. Like, no one was hitting shots. Everyone was tired. Everyone was a little fat. You know what I mean? But you just gotta get out there and do it. You're not gonna play your best. You're gonna be embarrassed. You're not gonna hit shots. But you know what? Week two, a little better. Week three, a little better. By the time week five came around, we were midseason forms. That's my advice. You just gotta get out there and do it, man. Forget your ego, forget your sensitivities and insecurities. Just get out there and play ball.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love. Appreciate the support. Check us out every day on ESPN2. Download the podcast on Apple. Download the podcast on Spotify. Here's my advice to you if you're trying to get back into playing pickup. You got to stretch.
I don't stretch.
I'm telling you.
Never stretch. Never stretch my whole life.
That's why I'm talking to him, not you.
Hey.
You got to stretch.
Nope.
Because what ends up happening is you can do all of the training, you can do all of the shots you want, but if you pull up lame, it don't matter.
Well, he might be an actual athlete. I don't have to stretch because I don't run or jump or cut, so I don't get hurt. You know what I mean?
That's different. Yeah, you round your cuts.
Yeah, I don't cut.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call. Senior pickup basketball analyst David Jacoby is out. Senior Bills correspondent Betty the Butcher will be watching the game today. Jalen Rose will be watching the game today.
Yes, indeed.
Let's go, Buffalo. We'll be back tomorrow to discuss it all. Why is that, Jalen?
I need you, Josh Allen, tonight. Fantasy. I need you, Diggs, tonight. Fantasy. And I can't make this up. I need you, Bills Mafia defense, tonight. Y'all got me 20 points last week.
Woo.
Fantasy. Appreciate the love. And like the legend, shout to Big Daddy Kane. Shout to KRS-One, who gave us knowledge, who gave us politics, who taught us and educated us last night with their bars. That's what I want you to take away from last night.
And what I want you to take away from this program is we're not done. We're not done like the teacher would say. We are not done. Got to give the beat.